Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that gives you writing tips and life tips, and maybe a chuckle or two.
You sound like such a grandpa.
What a great start.
And maybe a chuckle or two. I'm Carrie. I'm the New York Times and internationally best-selling author of kids' books.
And I'm Sean, her lovely co-host.
We're married, and you can tell. Normally, we start off the podcast with a random thought. Sometimes that's in bed, sometimes it's in the car, sometimes it's in the office, but it's always random, like us. And then we'll give you a writing tip and a dog tip.
And hopefully some good fodder as well.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Enjoy your day.
Hey, it's random thought in bed. We forgot to do a random thought this week because we suck.
You sound like you just woke up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh my god.
I did. I did. It's like 3 a.m. here. The damn fan is making a lot of extra noise.
I'm not throwing off that thing.
But Sean won't leave the bed and shut off the fan for a better podcast because that's just too much effort for the good old boy here.
As soon as we go back to sleep, I'm going to have to get up and let the dogs out.
Sean has been pickling. And all the vinegar has gone into his head, man. It's killed some brain cells. And
really?
Bae, how much have you pickled this week?
Well, I'm just a pickle amateur. I don't know. From zero, I've done like 12 jars, but I've never done any before in my life. So.
Yeah, we have a lot of cucumbers.
It's a big bump.
And over on the land of Facebook, everyone's so gender rolled. They're all, like, I posted pictures of pickles, and they all think it was all me.
Oh, did you?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my gosh, Carrie's pickled so much. And I'm like, Sean. Sean.
In the world of pickling, I don't think it's much.
Okay, can I tell you something that happened today?
It's a lot. Yes, please do.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
They're big jars, baby. You pickled a lot. You are the pickle king.
We have big cucumbers.
Anyways. Because it's almost Sean's birthday and he's from the South, so I went on Amazon and I looked up Southern food.
Yeah.
Because I was like, maybe there's some sort of Southern food I could buy him in this land of COVID and he could have food and also, yay, birthday. And I'm like, oh, adorable wife, thinking about your Southern roots.
It's not going to end good for me, is it?
No, I didn't get anything. But you know what they had on their first 2-page results of Southern food at Amazon Pantry?
No, I'm gonna be mad.
Hellman's mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And Doritos.
I don't know about that.
And cocoa roasted almonds that
we
ate during keto.
No.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I was severely. They had Doritos. Doritos was like on the top 20 list of Southern food.
That's stupid.
Dude.
Like, I can't say anything about mayonnaise because I've never been a mayonnaise eater, but not Doritos or almonds.
Dude, I was so disappointed. Trail mix. Trail mix was top.
Who made this list?
I don't know. I just Googled Southern food Amazon pantry, and that's what we got.
Wow.
Yeah, so you didn't get any Southern food for your birthday.
Oh, well, you can make me some, baby.
I want to make it.
Yeah.
Making it's hard.
You made
I just
the
wanted
best.
To buy it. I'm so tired.
Well,
I'm
you
so
gave
tired
me
in
the
my
recipe
bones,
for
man.
The best Southern food I've had in a while the other night.
Sean made Nashville hot chicken.
Oh, my God.
And now Sean wants to eat Nashville hot chicken every night.
That's
every
right.
damn night of his life. It's like this fried chicken on 2 pieces of white bread. With pickles on top.
It's but not a sandwich.
But the fried chicken, like, it's open-faced.
Yeah.
The fried chicken is, like, fried with some sort of fry batter, but then you, like, wash burning hot sauce on top.
Oh, so good.
How good?
So good.
How good?
So good, baby.
All right, there we go.
Writing tip of the pod.
This week's episode is called 5 Writing Quotes to Make You Feel Better About Things.
Awesome. Carrie's a bit burnt out this week, so we decided to take a fast look at the advice and quotes that writers give to each other.
That's right. Because I couldn't think smart all by myself. I needed help. I needed inspiration.
From other writers?
From everything.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah. So, quote number one is...
The road to hell is paved with adverbs.
Who said that, Boo?
Stephen King.
Yeah, and Mr. King is from Maine. So, you know, he's like the Maine celebrity.
He's one of them.
And that guy who was on Grey's Anatomy and that girl who was on Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know who either one of those are.
Patrick somebody? Dempsey?
I don't know.
And the adorable girl who's in Pitch Perfect and she's super funny.
Yeah. Oh, her. Okay.
Yeah. All right. There. Anyway. So, but other than them, Stephen King's our local celebrity, and he has very strong feelings about adverbs. He has strong feelings about a lot of things, honestly. But just because a successful man has strong feelings about things doesn't mean he's correct. I wrote this podcast when I was cranky yesterday.
I feel like there should be some ominous music playing right there in the background with a message flashing on the screen. Secret message embedded here.
Yeah. All right, quote number two.
Know your literary tradition, savor it, steal it. But when you sit down to write, forget about worshiping greatness and fetishizing masterpieces. I can't get that right. Fetishizing.
Who said that?
Allegra Goodman.
So, I just put that there because it had the word fetish in it and I wanted to make Sean say it. But the truth of it is pretty obvious. Don't write because you want to be John Steinbeck or God or Toni Morrison. Write because you want to be you, you know?
That's right.
Don't, like, Anna Faris? Is that the name of that lady?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You are jumping around today like crazy.
Anna. No, but the point here. No, I have a point. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Don't swat me down, man. The point is that, what was the point? Oh, the point is I don't even remember her name. And you know why? Because I don't fetishize celebrities.
Oh, except for The Rock.
Sean has this.
And maybe that guy from Witcher.
And from what?
Witcher? Is it Witcher?
Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, definitely The Rock.
No.
Dude.
No, I
didn't. Dude, I've caught you on The Rock's Twitter page. Like, I've been asleep and woke up and you were on your phone. I said, what are you doing? You're trying to hide it. Oh, I was watching this Gladiator show that he owns and I was just trying to look it up.
I really was. But Sean has this weird fantasy where I like The Rock in a he's a hottie way.
Anyways, did we finish the essence of quote number two?
Yes, we finished the essence of everything.
Write for yourself because you never know when you could be the next you.
Yeah, man. But yeah, like, you're just as cool as everybody
That's
else.
Right.
You don't
That's
need
right.
to, like, celebrate other people more than you celebrate or worship yourself, you
That's
know?
Right.
We're all people. We're all equal. We should be, at least. Quote number three.
There are no laws for the novel. There never have been, nor can there ever be. Doris Lessing.
So, like a lot of agents, editors, readers, and critics would disagree with Doris. There are indeed laws for the novel. There are rules that you are supposed to abide by, like.
And how do you feel?
I'm all for rebelling against rules, you know.
But you're having a little trouble with it. I can see. Is that just because more like the grammar side of it?
It's the grammar side
of
it. Well,
yeah, I can see that. You can hold those in place, but it doesn't have to be. The rules of the writing.
Yeah. I just feel like when you define anything, when we have a word that's defined, like novel or poem or human.
Then you're setting limits.
You have, there's like a certain expectation for what that is. And yeah, you can subvert that expectation. But even the act of subverting means that there are laws or rules that govern our belief or our concept of it. You know what I mean? So, like...
That's way too deep for this podcast.
It's about Southern Doritos deep, babe. Southern Doritos deep. Okay, quote 4A and B. There's two different quotes
here.
I know. Do you want
to? The idea is to write it so that people can hear it, and it slides through the brain and goes straight to the heart. Ding. Sounds like a long, sharp knife.
Okay, yeah. That's what a novel is. All right.
I don't know about lying for novelists. I look at some of the great novelists, and I think the reason they are great is that they're telling the truth. The fact is they're using made-up names, made-up people, made-up places, and made-up times, but they're telling the truth about the human being. What we are capable of, what makes us lose, laugh, weep, fall down, and gnash our teeth, and wring our hands, and kill each other, and love each other. That was Maya Angelou.
And I love both of those quotes because they're my favorite quotes about writing
those
ever.
Those are both outstanding quotes.
I know, man. So writing is about being understood and communicating truths that go straight inside of the reader and help them see their own truths and connections.
Right. Right?
Like, and it's pretty cool. That's my favorite thing about writing. Sean just stuck his tongue out of his mouth and did like this weird lick over all his mustache and beard.
No, that's not quite
totally
true.
Distracted.
It was limited to my lips. It was not sexual in nature.
I was
gleaning a hint of my funny bone that I just ate.
Sean ate a funny bone.
Which is chocolate cake.
Chemicals.
Covered with chocolate icing.
Chemicals.
Wrapped around.
Chemicals.
A succulent inner
chemicals.
Squirt of peanut butter.
It's all chemicals, man.
Yeah, it is pretty much all chemicals.
Okay, anyways. Is that a top southern food?
No.
Oh, why not?
You also made me cuss.
On an Amazon rating, would it be a top
I grew
was
up.
It in the list?
I ate double dogs. Double dogs. That was another killer. Anyways.
Quote number 5.
Read 1,000 books and your words will flow like a river.
Who said that?
Lisa C.
So, like any craft, when you read other people's stories, it helps you see how to construct your own. Not just on the sentence level, but like on the plot level and how to make characters care. And like there was a buddy on Twitter like 2 weeks ago, and I haven't let go of this yet. And they, because I hold on to things, and they were like, I hate reading, but I'm a writer. And I want to be a writer. Do I need to read books? And I was like, you don't have to read books. And I was like, yeah, you should probably read some books. Even if it's about writing, read some books, man.
Like, yeah, it seems like it, but maybe that's one of the laws that don't exist.
Maybe, but, you know, you kind of want to do the work and study.
You would think so.
So that you can make your best book and your best story, unless you just don't care.
Do you think that because they don't like to read that their grammar's probably pretty crappy, too?
Maybe.
Like that would that story be an editor's worst nightmare?
It could be, but you know, just because he doesn't like to read doesn't mean that he's not good at grammar. Maybe he's like some grammar. Maybe he doesn't like to read because he gets stuck on the grammar.
Oh yeah, maybe. That would be hell for a writer too, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
All right, so here's our writing tip of the pod, all condensed. Advice can be take it or leave it. But try to remember to be yourself, even as all of us say, do this, do that. There are laws for novels. There aren't laws for novels. Doritos is a southern food. Doritos isn't a southern food. You make your life what you want and your story.
That's right. Yeah. That's how I feel. Write your own story. Don't worry about the rules.
No rules.
No rules.
No rules are helpful sometimes.
Some rules,
you
yeah.
can subvert them, though, but you got to know what yeah. you're subverting, so you have to read some stories.
I know what you're subverting. It's like reading the newspaper before you go protest. Dog tip for life.
What is it, Boo? What's the dog tip this week?
You can learn a lot about your craft by seeing other dogs' techniques. Don't be afraid to be learned.
Learned.
Oh, learned. Okay. I'm still not learned. But it's learned. I'm going to learn you something today.
Yeah, so tell us what that means, that dog tip for life, man.
Oh, to be learned, that means the same thing as being taught something. This is not quite correct vernacular. Anyways, here's the dog walking down the street as a little puppy. He sees the big dog walking down the street. Big dog stops at the fire hydrant. sniffs, lifts his leg or squats, whatever gender appropriate motion it makes, and pees on the fire. And then the puppy says, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. Walks over to the fire hydrant, sniffs. Ooh, that's a big dog. Maybe I shouldn't pee on this fire. But does it anyways, because it learned from the other dog's technique. Ah. That was a horrible example, wasn't it?
No, it's good.
Why don't you take over from here?
What?
I feel like I just flunked.
You did flunk?
Yeah.
No. There's no flunking here.
You're making fun of me. Yeah. You're patronizing me.
No, I'm not.
I think you are. No. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please like it and subscribe.
You can find it anywhere that podcasts are, because I don't know why. They haven't kicked us off yet.
Yeah.
And you can join over 250,000 people who have listened to this podcast.
Man, you've been saying that number for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's really 100,000. I don't even know. It's a big number.
Sweet.
Anyways, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome, and it is made available through the Creative Commons license. If you go to our show notes on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People, you can find out who this artist is and what their song is, and even go to their artist website. But it's Summer Spliff, and it's by Brooke for free. And you can find out more about my books and all that kind of stuff in my writing class, and I teach and I edit things by checking out Carrie Jones Books, CarrieJones Books.
Yeah.
Dot blog.
I gotta tell you real quick.
Oh no, honey, don't.
No, I just want to say that you're the best editor, teacher, writing coach ever.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Okay.
Very sweet.
I mean that. I can tell from your students' reactions when I overhear them in the class, Zoom classes. And I read your reviews and your emails. I love you. You're amazing. Thanks for listening.
Outro's supposed to be fast.
Okay, it was done. I was done a while ago.